All right, it's No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. And believe it or not, we got the one and only Peach Panther in the building.
Mythical legend.
He's going to be making his appearance momentarily whenever he's ready. He's got the Peach Pantherettes with him that are helping keep everything under control with this whole album rollout thing. Brittany, house phone, nice to see you guys. How you doing?
I'm good as always.
You look good. You look beautiful, right?
Thanks. I'm ready to meet the man, the myth, and the legend.
Yeah.
The Peach Panther.
I want to see.
Okay, here come his little ensemble.
Look
that are
how
gonna,
beautiful these ladies are.
I can't even begin to speak on how beautiful they are, yeah.
I wish I had an entourage like this.
Right?
Hey, man, Riff Raff rolls through one way and one way only,
okay.
And that's the top of the pops.
Look at you, though.
The man himself.
Look at you.
How you doing, Jody? How you living? Coming through
good,
with
man.
A big-ass Dutch master
man,
on
appreciate
deck.
Appreciate it, man. Y'all hooked me up backstage.
On some shit, No Jumper, drug doers, professional drug doers. Hey, I just want to say that I have a mission here. This is my goal, is to make this the best interview of your whole promo run.
Okay.
I want to have it be the so most fun. Impression. That's why I brought two of my best friends here that I know appreciate your music on a similar level that I do. I've been a Riff Raff fan since way back in the day. We were just talking earlier about how back in the day he did a video with Mod's son, and I came through with my biker boys, and they jumped off of the roof. He jumped off the roof into the pool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Beautiful
yeah, I jumped
experience.
Off. Yeah, it was Cisco's house.
Yeah, Cisco.
We were in Malibu just jumping into the sunset.
Yep. Mm. And Riff Raff was there, and sunset. He did a couple bunny hops on a borrowed BMX bike, which was beautiful. And, yeah.
I thought I had the GT.
You kept asking if it was a Huffy.
Wait, I thought I had the dyno.
You kept saying that,
did
too.
Did I come through on the red line? Was I side swiping on the hutch?
Sideways.
The dyno with the black mags, you feel me?
Damn.
Over the years, Riff Raff's had quite
you
a few
hutch?
Lyrics
remember the hutch?
That mentioned BMX brands, so I knew that you were informed. You ever ride BMX as a kid?
Yeah, I had a white BMX that I got on Christmas.
Really?
And then, like, before New Year's Eve, I was left on the side of the house. I had a flat tire, and then I woke up the next morning.
And it was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And did that inspire you to rap?
No. But when I heard 50, remember 50
yes.
Cent, he said
woke
he
woke up the next morning.
Niggas stole
done
my
stole
bike.
My bike.
But when I, when, but yeah.
He passed it to me for the niggas part.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, we're out here trying to stay unproblematic, you know. But
problematic
yeah.
game.
You gotta stay PC 2K16.
Yeah. Super. Ooh, PC. Yeah, Riff Raff, you've been killing the game out here lately, man. We've all been banging well, they didn't give me the new album. They wouldn't give me the preview copy.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't even have it.
You don't?
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it until it's out. I've heard clips of my stuff, but I don't like to listen to my album until it's out.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to listen to it and then be listening to the whole thing, just like how, when somebody's buying it,
yeah.
Then how they're going to be listening to it, I want to feel that with them.
Oh, I okay. feel you.
Yeah. That's amazing, man.
Carlos Slim is more of like a straight-up hip-hop banger. It's like the kind of shit that,
good,
we, that we grew up. She just called you boo. That's very important. She never said that to any of our other guests.
I appreciate you.
She knows what she likes. But, yo, so it's like a straight-up, like, classic riff-raff, trap, hip-hop banger. It's
Carl Slim and the 4 Million.
And the Kinsey
era. That's how this album is more my, you know what I mean, my style.
Right.
Where Neon Icon want to showcase versatility and have like a variety pack. You know what I mean? This one's more my...
Getting back to your roots.
Yeah, like what I wanted to drop. But then next album, I might switch it up. But this is... I was determined to make it my style. So
right,
yeah.
Because people don't know that you're a freestyle champion, that you came from like the category of being a real lyricist and really rapping your ass off for a long-ass time. So when I listened to that Carlos Slim, I was like, damn, Riff Raff's really doing what he does best on this, which is just spitting some insane bars.
I wouldn't say... Because, okay, I appreciate you saying lyricist, but I know like some people, like they have political bars and shit like that. Yeah. Mine is just more like science fiction, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, off top.
I feel it, though.
A science fiction thriller. So if I think of it like because it's visual audio. So if it was a movie, like or what people think or how they perceive it, then it's like an action thriller.
What's your writing process like these days? Your song putting together process?
It's the beat. I go by the beat. I don't write and then pick a beat for it. I don't make a song and then find a beat for it. I just listen to what beats I like and then I... And that was what more of this album is.
Right. It's just going.
It's more picking what, instead of somebody saying, hey, you have to do a song on this, or you pick this, I don't even do that no more. So if somebody's like, hey, you should do a song on this, and if I don't like it, I know I'm not going to like the outcome of the song because I don't even like the beat.
Did you feel like you kind of went in that direction a little too much with Neon Icon?
It was about half and half. I like, you know what I mean? But this album is, to simplify, it's more like tiptoeing how to be the man.
Okay.
It's, you feel me?
Bangers. Hip-hop,
yeah,
it's bangers.
More of my shit that I like.
My two favorite songs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's more shit. So then you hear 4 million and it's a lot more like that. It's a lot like that.
Yeah. Right. Kind of coming straight
shit,
with
we
it.
We excited, man.
I'm excited to hear it.
I'm excited. I've been paying attention to Rip Rap for about 5-6 years since you first came out. So it's like for me to see the transformation and the progression of having multiple albums under your belt and everything is like really genuinely excited.
Yeah, the second album, but it feels like the first.
It does feel like the first.
And okay. I'm going to drop an album every year.
Okay.
So.
This is the reincarnation of old Riff Raff.
So June 24th, next year, I'm never going to take 2 years off again, but like next year I'm going to drop Aquaberry Aquarius.
Okay.
Ooh, I like
and then,
that.
And then the next year in June, I'm going to drop Cranberry Vampire. Whew. And then the year after that, I'm going to drop Maroon Moon.
This right. is awesome. Sounds like fire right now.
This is exclusive right
so by,
here.
So by taking like them 2 years off, I learned a lot. Like I'm not going to take 2 years off to drop an album again. And then I'm going to, you know, I'm more like set direction.
Have you always been very into colors and like knowing your color schemes and stuff? Because the fact.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Because in school, like they try to tell you a certain thing exactly to learn. You have to learn this, and then you have to learn this subject, and you learn this subject.
Yeah.
And it even took me up until like my last album to realize like which direction I really want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like I'm still learning, and I'm still like, I don't know, I feel like my brain is still expanding. So I'm like, music wise, I'm still learning which way I want to go.
Right. Do you still feel like 100% motivated to get in the booth and make as many songs as possible then narrow it down?
No. That's another thing I simplified. I can make an album in a week now.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
you used
I think
to.
If I go through the right beat, I go through all the beats, I'll just pick my favorite beats and then I make songs to those. Mm. And that to me is going to be a better album than making 40 songs on all these beats and then to me, I'd be just like wasting words.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
But so are you still like writing your bars out or are you
punching
these
guys? Yeah, okay. So it's a little of both though. So first of all, like I'll pick what beat I want and then I'll immediately pick the hook because right. based on the beat. And then from there, it's going to tell me what to say.
So you just know? Go in on and figure out the hook real early
fun.
On.
I want to be fun. If it's not fun, then I'm not going to want to perform the song.
Where did the Peach Panther name come from? And you've been going hard with the suit and you got the pantherettes and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
it's the year of the Panther.
Very beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, the year of the Panther.
Yeah, yeah. She could be your Black Panther.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's an idea right there.
You know,
you both could be really.
Me with the blonde wig, looking like Nikki over here.
She had a purple wig up until the other day. It could have been a peach wig.
Mm. Oh.
See, we're coming up with brainstorming ideas. You know.
Hey.
We innovative, right?
We're getting real diverse next time around. So what's
I like
with,
it, yeah.
You got this new deal, $4 million deal.
Yeah.
With
so that's why
Neon Nation.
That's Neon Nation Corporation. That's my
wow.
That's my label.
Okay. Right. And it's a joint between Stampede Management and BMG.
Yeah. So. We're dropping this album, and then after this, I mean, we're already filming the movie, so it's like, it's 12 tracks,
mm-hmm.
and so each video that comes out, it's like to be continued, all the snippets of the movie, and then so once the 12th video is dropped, then we'll drop the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the full length
so
version.
So what's the movie going to be like?
You got to watch it. You got to stick around.
Definitely
got to stick around for the album. Then you got to stick around for all the videos drop. Then you'll know what the movie's
gotta
about.
Got to keep them hooked in.
I need that album. They won't give me the album in advance.
It's coming
it's
out.
Rough, yeah.
He ain't even got it.
I'm going to be experiencing right when he does. Yeah.
June 24th.
June 24th is the day. Okay. Yeah. So, damn, we got about a month.
We got physicals, iTunes, all that stuff.
Yeah, everything. It's physical, poster, movie poster in there.
I saw a million
cassettes.
In the first week, like Drake.
I don't know if it would be cassettes. A million first week would be nice. I mean,
that'd be real nice.
Vinyl, cassettes. We got vinyls.
I don't know about vinyls, but I know it's gonna be in the stores.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Where you been staying at these days? Because
I live
used
in
to
Vegas.
Be, oh, you live in Vegas now.
You looking like a Vegas billionaire?
Yeah, I have a house out in Vegas.
Okay, so you got what? You got sick of the Hollywood lifestyle or what?
It's just too much traffic.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Vegas don't have that problem.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, people come out there, they don't bring their car.
Right.
They fly out.
They just bring their money.
Yeah, you fly out. She gets flown out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I had to bring her around because I know the Riff Raff is a big supporter of beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I've heard over the years. You know.
Yeah, so I live in Vegas, but it's not traffic out there.
Right. Is part of living in Vegas, does it contribute to your new healthy lifestyle that you're doing the past few years?
Yeah, I like Vegas. It's like the mountains. It's like fresh air.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just jump in the truck and just ride through the mountains.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Off-road terrain. Can I borrow your lighter?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you, player.
Are you the whole lifting thing though? Like I heard you talking in another video about how it's hard to keep up with the schedule when you're on tour and stuff. Yeah. Is that true or like how do you deal with that?
You just the workout when you can try to work out early in the morning.
Right.
Just force yourself to do it, and then once you do that, then like your blood's flowing, you can like kind of wakes you up. You know what I mean?
Do you work out with your bodyguard dude that you're with?
He's working out
with somebody.
DJ's big too. We do what we can when we can. You know?
That's why y'all be throwing niggas off stages and they be running up and stuff. That's why they got the man muscle.
Is that a tough reputation to deal with though? The if you jump up on stage during a riff-raff show, you might get thrown.
It's just what happens. Like, maybe you probably shouldn't get on stage
It's like
I'm Peyton Manning and you're running on the football field. You know, I don't understand why you want to do it.
Is it about the approach though? Like they walk up suddenly.
I don't know what the deal is.
You just gotta really be a dumbass.
I don't think it's safe for people to just run on the stage. But if you do it, that's what you want to do. Then
hey, you gotta take the consequences.
Who knows what might happen?
You better watch yourself.
It might be the club security. It might be somebody else's security. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Wiz Khalifa or something. Not him. He's two Wiz Khalifas. He's too big. Mm. Oh, look at this.
He got in shape.
Peach Pantherette dropping off the Avion.
Damn. Dropping off the water.
That's beautiful.
That's so player.
So what else do we need to know about this this label situation though? That's what I want to know about. Is like,
yeah, I mean, we're in the early stages. Oh, okay. So
it's still all
first things
coming
first.
Together?
We just want to make sure Peach Panther drops out. So this is like, you know, it's the first project on the label.
Right. Damn. And it's a traditional. It's going a little bit more of like a rap direction. You kind of. I need to hear this.
It's not all rap, so it's like it's just me.
Yeah. Who is Carlos Slim?
The richest person in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. He's in Mexico. I don't know. President of Mexico or owns Mexico or something like that.
Right. Okay.
But he's doing his Googles.
He's the richest billionaire in the world. He's funny.
And who you got on the album? I know you got G-Eazy, Gucci.
Danny Brown.
Got the Gucci feature.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Danny Brown, Lil Durk, Dollar Bill Gates.
Yeah. What's up with Dollar Bill Gates? You used to do shit with him all the time back in the day. He's still around.
Yeah, he's around.
Hell yeah.
That's my homie.
That's good to know.
He's on the album and then,
Yeah. What's the love life like these days? Is it hard?
Tell us.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what they really want to know.
He got the Pantherettes.
I know.
Man, those are some really intricate questions.
Yeah?
I got Jody and Holly.
Jody and Holly? Jody
Hot Roller? Two most beautiful dogs in the world.
Yeah.
I remember one time I met a girl in Florida, and she was like, Riff Raff had me taking care of his dog for a while.
What?
And I was like, really? And she sent me a picture with a dog that looked just like it. And I was like, I wonder if she's lying. Nah. No?
She's lying, huh?
She's lying.
Look-alike dog?
She's lying.
We got some real dog sitters.
I wish the dogs were here right now. It'd be great if they were running around on the table.
So what does it take to become a peach princess?
Pantherette.
Oh,
you Pantherette? Might be the peach princess.
I might be Pantherette. Queen.
You might have to own a couple.
Right there, sir.
Yeah, you might own a couple yachts. your family owns some casinos.
Right.
Some hotel suites.
Brittany could potentially
a chain of hotels. I feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Brittany is the official Black Panther. We just go ahead and throw that out right now.
They were doing a movie down the street the other day, and they had the whole wall was like changed to say the like a fake Black Panther's like office. And I kept seeing people walk by and like be real confused looking at it, thinking that it was like a real Black Panther's office, but it wasn't. It was for a movie or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Always something.
Hey, so what does Riff Raff prefer, like girls today or girls from the 80s?
Man.
Is there something about the
probably the 80s.
Okay.
It was all them phones and everything, you know.
Right.
Because you just had to have fun.
Well, no, they wouldn't be able to get in touch with you unless you're at home. That was the main thing that changed phone. It. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's me.
Yeah, that's a little house phone over here.
Little house phone.
Yeah, that's my rap name, Little House Phone. You can't get in touch with me unless I'm at the crib.
Damn.
For real, though.
So are you a one phone kind of guy or are you a multiple phone kind of rapper?
No, I just have one phone.
Okay.
With a whole bunch of numbers?
I have a phone at the back cave too though.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I guess two phones.
Right.
Which number do you give out? You give out the publicist's number.
Yeah, I give out somebody else.
Somebody.
You don't need to talk to me.
nobody talked to Riff Raff directly. Uh-uh.
Right, yeah.
I got bad memory. I'm going to forget what we're talking about.
Where were we?
We were talking about his love life.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you can skip past.
Hey, all Riff Raff shawties don't watch this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, ain't no titles on none of y'all.
So the whole Riff Raff lifestyle these days, though, like, are you still, like, excited to be on tour as much as possible? Or what's, like,
your preferred lifestyle? Yeah, man, we're going back on tour this summer.
Uh-huh.
And then in the fall again, so we're going to really be out there.
Now, do you prefer being in, like, the headlining role on tour, or are you kind of...
I mean, actually, people don't know. I've never been on tour with nobody. So you know what I mean? So now we're about to start me and other people tour. So, like, I can't announce who I'm going on tour with, but it's going to be a big tour coming up soon.
When you doing it after the album?
Yeah, right after that.
Right after?
Right after.
Before the movie?
Peach Panther Tour? You got the name already?
Well, no, it ain't going to be Peach Panther Tour. We're going to get to that.
All right, gotcha.
Is the Yachty song on the album?
No.
No? Oh, okay, but we love that Yachty song.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Fire. Great song. How did that song come together? How did you guys end up working together?
Well, yeah, I know Coach K and Yachty and Migos, and that's all, you know.
That was a great QC, collab.
Right.
Quality Control, so I know all them over there. So then, Yachty, he's blowing up big right now. Yeah. And then he's on tour with the Young Thug and everything. So we just jumped on the song. We just made the whole song and video one night.
Right. Man, that's fire, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's dope. Shit, where the fuck were we? I don't know.
You hit that dab. You over here losing.
I didn't hit the dab.
I think we're good.
Yeah. You good?
What's up with that blunt? You gonna spark
it
up? Let's get it, man.
Oh,
you got it right
see,
there.
I'm already,
right?
See, you're already forgetting.
Man, I got the worst memory.
No, it's all good. Yeah.
Speaking of memory, can I throw back to my favorite Riff Raff era, the SODMG era. Wow. That was my favorite. Rainbow was my favorite song of all time.
Soulja Boy, yeah.
You still doing stuff with him, or you like?
I ain't talked to him in a minute, but
long time.
I see he be dropping videos though.
Would you be open to reconnect with him? That was great, man.
I talked to Lil B every once in a while.
How's Lil B doing?
He's good.
Yeah, he's a huge influence for you early on, or what?
I say we have similar, like, vibes,
right?
Something like that. Not in the sense that we, like, I feel like we were both like building something, like building our thing at the same time. We were texting like back and forth, like way back in like 2011,
right?
2011 and stuff. But then like we just saw similar, like, I don't know, we just like click kind of like.
I feel like
you're both.
You know
what
I mean, but so
world.
It'll be. I mean, we already talked about like doing like, you know, a tour or something like that. So like
that would be amazing.
Lil B tour, or me, Lil B, Soulja Boy, or me, Lil B. Yeah, something like that would be sick. So
I'm sure
it'll happen. We got a song that we got coming out too. But me and Lil B.
I don't know if you heard about him, Lil Yachty, and Lil B doing the PBM too. Pretty Boy Millionaires too. That would be
dope.
If you can get on, man.
Oh, maybe if I could get on too, man, but that combo with it, what you just said of them, that would be dope too.
Yeah, for sure.
Soulja Boy and Lil B and Yachty, that would be dope.
It's kind of underrated, that whole era of which, like, you know, when Lil B came out, Riff Raff came out, the White Girl Mob, that was like a really intense era for hip hop in terms of hip hop opening up and becoming more accepting of dudes doing stuff that was outside the box. I feel like.
All right.
Yeah, I think
right around that time it was like Chief Keef, Action Bronson, Danny Brown. It was like, I know what you're saying. It was like a wave of shit. And it was dope. Yeah.
It was so many legendary people coming out at the same time.
They were opening shit up. Yeah. You know?
I was like leaving high school when I came out. So like, you know, I was
young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, you know, maybe a senior when all that shit was popping off. So that all that shit was, you know, especially at the Odd Future wave and all that shit. It was all kind of
them too.
At the same time.
It was all at the same time, and it was so influential. And it was all like, you know, like, damn, all these people are dope.
ASAP Mob.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of dope shit coming out of the
time. I heard a couple rumors that you were doing some writing for, you know, like Lil Debbie. I don't know about Krayshawn, but.
Oh, no, I don't do writing for people. I write my own.
I also heard you ghost wrote for Prince too back in the day.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't ghost write for people. I'd save all my shit for me.
Yeah?
It's too legendary.
Somebody needs some like help with a word rhyming or something, but that's not, I don't think that's ghost writing. That's just like,
yeah,
that's what a collaboration on a song is. So you wanted to write to be the right shit. So I don't ghostwrite for somebody, but like if I'm in the studio, we're doing shit together, then I might throw them a word or they, you know what I mean? Something like that. But like,
have you gotten that offer over the years that people want to try to utilize the Peach Panther's lyrical skills?
I've had people ask me before, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because your reference game is crazy.
Because then they might read how I write the words and then try to, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go. But hey, if somebody paid me the right amount of money, of course I'm going to ghostwrite for somebody.
I feel like it would almost be a little too revealing too, because your style is so notable and it's so.
They know
like,
you write it.
You know,
they
like know. Like if I were to hear a record from somebody else, I would be like, Riff Raff wrote that for sure. Right. Just because the way you push it together.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Thank you.
But that would be crazy to hear. I don't know. Like, do you think that if you were writing a rap from Miley Cyrus, that you'd be able to put yourself in her head and be like, no, I'm gonna communicate a little girl.
I mean, if anything, man, for the right amount of money.
Yeah. Man,
yeah, I feel you.
It's about the check, we running it up.
I really feel you.
Are you still doing the wrestling training?
I mean, not training, but I mean, if the money's right, then I'll do, you know, I mean, I'm ready.
But weren't you in a wrestling match the other day or recently?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
If that's over, that's in the past.
Oh, that's in the past. Okay.
Let's talk about the future.
Yeah, are you working towards like?
I'm in some talks with the WWE. I'm sorry.
But is that like a real strict thing where you're not allowed to talk about?
Yeah,
what
you can't talk about.
About?
It. Yeah, I can't talk about it. Yeah. It just has to happen.
Vince McMahon runs
contractual agreements. I feel that.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck the money.
off top.
Yeah. Shit. What do you guys want to ask for? You got any personal?
Oh, thank you, sir. What kind of kush is Riff Raff smoking on a daily basis?
Yeah, because Riff got real excited when the weed came out. Yeah.
I
don't just know about weed like that.
I mean, either.
So
honestly,
they just pass me weed if it's green and it burns and I get high.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It's tired. Then like, okay, it did a job.
Anything more
I'm not
than
like a connoisseur.
Yeah.
I'm not like a. If somebody's smoking, I'll smoke it.
I can't tell the difference. Remember, we were talking about all the different types. I can't tell the difference
that
well.
I feel the difference.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You're sensitive.
What did you do to put you in the mindset to get the Pink Panther rolled out? Like, what was your vibe on when you was in the studio?
I mean, like, I know we're doing the movie, so it's like, you know what I mean? It's a next step up. So I'm not like in the same. I don't know. I'm like more focused.
Yeah. And you're not in the same environment every time you record it.
Exactly. So it's like with this, I know where the movie's going. So when the movie comes out, the movie and the music match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You seem like a very like visual artist. Like you had this. Did you have this whole idea planned out before you even started working on the songs, or you kind of
all fell together?
Yeah.
Mm. I was recording and I'd already picked Peach Panther. So then I was just like thinking of how I wanted to look.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So it all just fell together while I was doing it.
Did you decide to do the movie? Was the movie idea after you already had most of the songs?
It was kind of at the same time. It just all fell together while I was thinking about how I wanted the graphics. Now I was thinking more and more the graphics looks like a movie. So, and then I was just like, it all tied together. I was like, well, might as well make it a movie poster and do a movie.
Off top. Hey, shout out to your graphic designer, because that goddamn bus, that Peach Panther tour bus was crazy.
Yeah, thanks.
Was you on tour when you had that bus?
Yeah, I was on the Vans Warp Tour last
year. Okay, oh, sick.
Is that something you would do again, or what's that experience
like?
No,
I mean, it was just like a one-time thing for me, you know what I mean? It's just like, you do it,
and you'll be
like,
it's like
you know what I mean?
Were there any other...
It was like 45 days back-to-back. It was like, you know, it was...
But was that fun, or is that overwhelming?
Yeah, it was an experience. It was a fun experience. Like,
how many,
I wouldn't do it again, but it's like...
How many cities did y'all hit?
Huh? 45 shows? Shit.
Like 40 or 50 or something. Like,
but were you
it's
like
experience? Like that's a you know what I mean?
Were there any other rappers on there, or was it mostly bands and shit?
I was thinking me and a couple other people probably the only rappers. I don't know.
Do you feel like
all bands?
Were you happy with the love that you got out on the on that kind of shit?
Yeah, it was fun.
What about like that type of crowd versus the, you know, the fucking rap crowd, like the diehard rap crowds when you're actually doing the shows yourself?
I don't think I have very many rap fans.
Uh-huh.
Hip hop heads, whatever they call them. I don't think I have any of those. So
you don't think so?
Not really.
Really?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I have any like that. It's like party music.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's more fun. People's not. You know what I mean?
See, I kind of disagree with that though, because I like Riff Raff as a rapper, and I feel like a lot of people do.
Combo.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I listen to strictly rap. I don't really listen to like not that much other shit, and I would definitely throw you in my category of rapper. So you feel me?
Me too.
Yeah, Riff Raff kills
everything,
it. He's been snapping since way back in the day.
Hey, oh, thank you. Yeah, we baseball in this blunt. We tennis in with this blunt. Everybody else, I know they can't.
House phone just told us, just for some backup information, he just told us he woke up 2 hours ago because he was all fucked up on drugs the other night and he fucking been sleeping for days.
I just woke up at 5 p.m., man.
Nice of you to grace us with your presence.
it's so nice of this man to grace us with our presence. Yeah. I had to get out of bed for that.
He had to pull himself out of bed for the Peach Panther, yeah.
Yeah, man. This is a rare sighting right now.
It is, man. Fucking, I've been listening to Riff Raff for so long, since way back in the day, man. That's why, I wore this jersey, because one of my favorite Riff Raff lyrics, I done shot dice with Larry Bird in Barcelona. I saw this when I was looking at my closet earlier. I'm like, I need to come in here looking like Larry Bird.
As
and shaking
fact,
up a couple
you
dice.
You put me on to Riff Raff.
All the way back in the day, really?
Yes, you did.
Do you remember the song or anything?
It was you and Lil Debbie.
Oh, the squirt or what was it?
It was Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good one too. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
You put me on. You used to bang it in on your little.
You're saying that me and you might have hooked up to a riff-raff song?
We could have. We almost had a baby to a riff-raff song.
Oh my god! You think that anybody's ever had a baby listening to your music?
Yes.
Or delivered it in the hospital?
Man, it's been so many babies conceived.
Hey,
it's gonna be a lot of babies conceived to this Peach Panther album. You feel me?
Right.
That's what's about to happen.
I was chilling with a girl last weekend, super fucked up, and she just mentioned. She goes, "You know what? My favorite interview ever is Riff Raff and ASAP Rocky and the noisy shit back in the day." I was like, "That was good," and we fucking put that on. And we watched it like it was a movie in the middle of the
everything
the session,
Riff Raff do
you know?
Is a movie. That's why.
Yeah.
That's one of the realest conversations I ever heard. That's true. It was fire. Yeah.
Thanks.
Fuck, what else we need to know about this album? You real excited to be putting this shit out?
I think we're telling them more. We're going to give them way too much.
You got any like specific Peach Panther merch coming out?
Yeah, we're going to have something coming out. We already have the Carlos Slim shirt. It's on JodyHighRoller.com. But we have Peach Panther merch coming.
You still doing
that website one more time?
JodyHighRoller.com.
Yeah,
gotcha. Wow. You still doing stuff with Neff, or you just doing it's like your own?
Sean Neff, that's my homie, so I'm sure we'll do something in the future, but...
You just still doing like?
Yeah, I'm doing stuff with other people also.
But like your specific line, like the Carlos Slim shirt, is that just strictly Jody Highroller?
Yeah, just Jody Highroller.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
And then
for
these Peach Panther glasses, these come out when the album comes out.
Who are those by?
Those things are crazy.
Those are crazy.
Pit. Okay.
Who are those by?
Pit Viper.
Oh, Pit Viper. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Peach Panther.
Oh, see, I just saw the Pit
coming out.
That's a special colorway. Yeah.
I had some of your Neff sunglasses back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, those are cool.
You ought to just be on tour about selling that exact suit. Have like a whole rack.
Mark Jacobs.
Yeah. I don't know the price point.
I don't think everyone could afford that right there.
Everybody can't pull off the Peach.
Y'all don't see, but his shoes right now. Are really on point.
Okay.
We'll call those the
dreads or the braids too.
We'll call those the desert gators. You feel me? That's what I'm gonna call
them. Desert gators. Question: do you have the same person that braids your hair every time?
I have a friend here in LA and then one in Vegas.
Who's the girl the other day that Travis Scott tweeted you was like, what's our braid lady number?
In LA.
You mean
when he first moved to LA, like I hooked him up with my braider.
You've been using the same hair braider? Like,
yeah, we've been using the same hair braider.
No, I meant, like, have you personally been using the same?
Yeah, the same one in L.A., yeah.
No, I meant, like, since you, like, been, like...
Oh, yeah, but I stay in Vegas, but I have a friend out there, too. So okay. I have one out there, and then when I come back
Man,
here,
you got shawties across the globe,
well,
too.
Well, no, it's just those two right there. Luckily, they're two excellent braiders. I don't know anybody anywhere else.
Hey, you know you realize, huh, if you're a white guy and you have black dudes asking you who does your braids.
For real.
That's real.
He's trying to have fun.
I'm
really down to detail, so I know when somebody can braid, I can see right away.
You fly him out. Like you got a show or something, and you need your hair braided that night.
That depends. Like sometimes if I'm on tour, I'll bring the hair braider with me.
I feel that.
Like though, I heard Kanye gets a haircut every single day. He brings that
bottle.
Man,
I need a haircut every day.
It might be real necessary.
You're so musty. You need a haircut every day. I kind of agree with that. You could use that extra help. Shit, all right, Riff, what else we got to know? I know that this had to be a quick interview. You got to head out soon. What else do we need to know before we...
That's about it. I just want to stay focused on the Peach Panther right now. You know what I mean? It's going to, you know, that's what I'm focused on.
Yeah.
That and then we got videos dropping.
June 24th, right?
June
24th is when June the 24th. Album drops.
Yeah, drop.
Did you drop the Carlos Slim video already?
No, the video drops on... Tuesday next week.
So we'll try to put this out before, like right before the video dropping.
Yeah,
off top. When you got the four mil video dropping?
I love that song, by the way.
Nah, all right, for sure.
We'll
you got it recorded already?
Yeah.
There we go.
We got the video.
Man, you're working, man. You got to stay working. Sipping on water, being healthy. I feel you, man.
Then the G-Eazy video comes out, I think, after that.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's the...
That'll send it.
Should we get the name of that song?
Mercedes.
Let's get it. All
right. Yeah, that's in the list right here. We got the whole list of songs. Yeah.
We got the whole list of everything, man.
I fucks with G-Eazy,
King Chip, Gucci Mane, and Danny Brown on the same song. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in the studio with Gucci when you get out, you think?
Yeah.
Of course. You still never met him, huh? Mm-mm. Unfortunate sequencing of events there. Yeah,
we're gonna meet up. Definitely, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much to Jody Highroller, Riff Raff, for coming through and doing this interview. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Little House Phone.
Can we get the Pantherettes to come through one more time for the exit?
Yes. Just kind of pose or whatever.
Time. Let them slay.
One more time.
We don't want to be problematic or objectify them or anything, but man, Riff Raff really rolls around. Ever since the first day I met him, he always rolls around with some beautiful women.
With matching outfits on.
But now they match him. They match his suit. That's a new thing.
Yes. When I first, they do not play.
When I first met Riff Raff, the color coordination was not as on point.
Good job. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, man.
So
thank
much.
You very much, Riff Raff.
Thank you.
We appreciate that shit.
Nice meeting you.
Take care, man.
Bow, bow, bow.
Damn.
Stay
Riff Raff,
ovation.
The Peach Panther. We're going to keep this interview going after. Yeah. Yeah,
yes,
you guys want to just keep smoking? So we're going to finish the interview, right? Or finish the episode. We're going to make this an hour long.
Well, shit, how long are we on right now?
I don't know, but I feel like we just did about...
Just let you know, didn't feel very long.
It wasn't.
I was a lot nervous, but shout out to the people.
That was a half hour.
That was a half hour.
You asked some pretty good questions.
Yes,
it was. He was not as talkative.
I think he got really high really fast.
Yeah. I got high, too.
I didn't realize he was going to hijack the blunt like that. I just smoked the whole thing. I'm like, damn, I think he got too high.
Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, so I know it's his publicist said something.
I'm too high right now.
And you don't even smoke.
And I don't.
So...
I was trying to keep up with the Peach Panther.
Hey, Casey Veggie's next, so we got to smoke these veggies right now.
I'm excited.
I love that we're going to sit here and talk for another half hour about the Riff Raff interview after the fact.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, but I'm gonna pause it first, and we're gonna keep doing because we gotta take the photos. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, true.
All right. So let me explain what just happened to all the people out there. Is that basically shout out to Chris Long right across from me here at Royal Buds.
Just do at Chris Long Films because my shop Instagram keeps getting deleted.
All right. So basically, Chris works in the medical marijuana field, and he came through the podcast.
You really came through, though. You really came.
I really
through.
Came, like, through.
Almost
came through.
Almost too much. You really almost came through too much.
He came through with a bunch of weed, and he rolled a big fat Dutch Master, and Riff Raff smoked the Dutch Master.
Can we pause real quick?
No.
That was the biggest Dutch I've ever seen in my life.
You didn't even know if it was real.
I thought it was like a pre-roll when he came through. It was like I didn't know they. So blunts.
Oh, yeah, because I roll the full-size blunts.
Right.
They really don't sell over here in California too much.
Like, where'd you get
them? I order them online because I'm a true East Coaster. Yeah.
So, okay, so he came through with an ordered online blunt. It was that big.
That's a Dutch Master.
Nigga,
that's
that
not ordered
huge.
Online.
It's just...
It was huge, bro. I've never seen anybody buy a blunt from a store.
Because you're not a real stoner like that.
No, they sell them
not
the
a real one.
They just don't sell them over here. Anywhere in the East Coast.
Brittany
should have
took that opportunity to tell House Phone that he's not a real one.
You ain't a real one.
No.
When it comes to smoking, though, okay?
I'm not a real what?
Okay, well, that's
I need to eat
a matter of opinion.
Nigga.
Come on.
Nigga, okay?
I'm not a real what? I'm not a real nigga. All
right. Okay. You know what I'm
I like how Brittany pulls the foam off the mic like it's a foreskin. Yo, look at that. That's fucked up. Push that back on. You don't want to. Oh, my God.
That was
yo,
really
but shout
sexual.
Out to Riff Raff. Did we just get Riff Raff too high?
He just got Riff Raff too high.
Not
shout out to Chris Long Films.
I'll take Florida.
Shout out to Chris Long Films. Basically, like, this is the deal. Is that when you come do a No Jumper interview, it's a party half the time. Motherfuckers are lit. We got Belvedere flowing around. By the way, pass me that because I'm trying to get a little bit more lit.
Wait,
over
we
here.
Gotta wait after.
You still on the
ladies
first cup?
I'm still on the first cup, but I poured it up heavy, bro. Broseph.
Hey, it was all mud. It was all mud.
Well, let's just talk about the fact that. I remember when we started fucking with Riff Raff, probably 2011 maybe, and we thought it was a joke. We couldn't figure out
if it was real
or if Riff Raff was a joke. And it became, we all lived together with like six dudes in a house, and it was like nightly pretty much check World Star, when's Riff Raff dropping a new video, what is going on.
It was the kind of thing where he says, look, this is a joke. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
It was, we couldn't tell if he was really playing a character or if he was really.
I thought it was a character.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to meet him and like watch a few interviews and stuff before I was able to really figure out what was what.
See, but I saw Riff Raff when he was on I Love New York. So I thought this was...
So you're real old school.
No,
okay.
This was OG.
You were probably on that season, though.
Hold on.
That was you. No, but I thought this was a character, though.
Are you talking about From G's to Gents?
Yeah, that was it.
From G's to Gents. Yeah. My fault.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
But I thought this was a character the whole time until I realized this shit is real.
It's super real.
And I jumped on the wave.
Well, yeah, we met him shortly after we started, like, who is this guy? And we started, and back then it was like, yo, on Twitter, you hit him up and he'd be like, yo, what's good? Followed you on Twitter right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so that was like super cool. We were like, all right, let's fuck with this guy.
You know what? As an interviewer, it kind of like threw a stick in my spokes because when I was talking to his PR lady, who was very nice and very accommodating,
she was awesome.
She apologized for the fact that Chris Long got him too high, which is not really something she should be apologizing for. It's something Chris Long should be apologizing for.
But it wasn't even worthy. Like it was tight. We met Riff Raff. We got some good questions out of him. We got some good revealing stuff about the new album. Mm-hmm. Like it was good, you know. Like,
it wasn't that bad. Yeah, it was interesting.
We know what we're gonna prepare for.
Yeah. No, but this is my whole thing is that I'm a Riff Raff fan from way back in the day, and the fact that his PR chick was like, he doesn't really like to talk about stuff from back in the day. He only likes to talk about stuff right now. Yeah. No, I mean I should have told you guys that. But also just the fact that it's hard to only talk about what's going on right now, especially when he's giving you like 5-word answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like shout out to It's the Real.
That's the max.
Yeah, It's the Real is like one of my favorite hip hop podcasts, and they had Migos on, and they were 2-3-word answering him, and that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's also interesting is that the AC is on, and because he had a suit on, so I didn't want to turn the AC off. So, but then also that's like, I don't know. People at home can tell us if they can hear
it. No, he was wearing Marc Jacobs, so.
Yeah, you can't take the Marc Jacobs off.
How much do you think that suit cost?
I don't know, but nigga, that was some custom.
It was super tailored.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That was dummy custom, bro. He had like.
Well, every suit should be tailored.
That's true, but.
Are you? That's a good point. If it's not tailored, then it's probably going to be looking real funny.
I've only worn a suit twice in my life.
But you know, I don't know about suits.
I think I wore a suit about twice. I'm trying to be. I thought about getting a suit and wearing it every single time I did the podcast.
That's not your swag.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I look like shit right now. I look like a D-boy.
Well, that's your swag, though.
What, just looking like a piece of shit?
To me, you look fine when I see you because, y'all know, that's just your swag. Like,
you look normal.
Rich bum. Just a bum.
Rich bum gang.
Rich bum.
You're a normal piece of shit.
That's my rap name, Rich Bum. If you guys want to know about me, you could ask Chris Long because he knows all about me.
His best friend.
Everything. Mm. I know everything.
I seriously think I met you with Chris.
You did, definitely. Yeah, probably, back in the Long Beach days, yeah.
Chris was cool, though. Chris was real cool.
Right.
You were like up and down. I never knew, you know?
What do you mean up and down?
You know.
Because you think he's cool because he never tried to hook up with you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had never tried to hook up with you, you'd be like, Adam's the nicest guy in the world.
That's true.
That's makes how it works.
I think because when I met you, I was
you were booed
up with someone else. I think I was like had it when I met.
Or were you just nervous?
I don't know. You had a lot of ladies back in the day.
Yeah,
that's all changed.
And you were with one of my other friends at the time. I think when I met you too.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be with everybody, all the girls and their friends.
Yeah.
Hey, so shout out to
that was my whole thing.
Your
too.
Girl that you have a crush on, Liz. She.
Can we stop? Dude?
Oh, shout out
to Liz.
But she followed me. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. But she also followed. She also fucks with No Jumper in general.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. That's
like,
what they also
I was surprised that she watched it all the way to the end.
I can't believe that either.
Because I said it.
Shout out to her.
No, because she actually fucks with it like before I was even on it. You feel me? But
good taste. We fucked with her as a result.
Good taste. You know what? She's been getting harassed by people because someone added her, like put her at name in the comment section of the video we did with Brittany.
And she got harassed off.
Not harassed in like a bad way.
Like,
people,
is this you?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
Like, yeah, because like remember, because Roseman asked me to put her ad out there and I didn't.
No.
So then some random kid like just like put her at name in there. Because she replied to No Jumper and to Robesman, and you, all of us on Twitter. So whoever saw that, they put it in the comment section.
That's the weird thing is that if you want to completely understand the No Jumper ecosphere and understand who's getting interviews and who's not getting interviews and everything, then you kind of got to pay attention to the Twitter as well because there's a lot of information coming out there all the time. The Instagram is sort of superfluous, so it's very... Mm-hmm.
Superfluous.
It's just
read a book.
Yeah. Repeating
read books out here.
Vocab words out here. We out here,
nigga. Vast vocabulary.
So basically, let me explain to you like this. Basically, I'm from Nashville, New Hampshire, and there's a really crappy town about a half hour away called Billerica, Massachusetts, and that's where
you're
from.
Billerica.
Yeah,
that's where you guys.
That's
are
where
from?
You're from.
Yeah.
You guys seem.
You guys
too
met
cool.
out there?
No. We met when I moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Trapping.
So we lived like 20 minutes apart. I knew who he was, but we weren't friends until
we were BMX kids. Yeah. But you didn't really know.
In Long Beach, y'all lived next to a trap house too.
We lived next to two gay black guys. Shout out to Lil House Phone. Hey. Shout out to the LGBT community.
Hey, shout out to the LGBT community.
But we had two gay black crack heads.
Wait, did you just call me gay? Basically,
yeah,
I'm high.
No. Don't play low landline. Don't do that to him.
But no, like okay. Deadass. It was these two guys, and I never knew that they were gay until one day there was a cop outside, and the cop just said to me, he goes, hey.
Domestic violence?
He goes, you know anything about these two guys next door to you? I go, nope. He goes, they're a couple. And I was like, oh. Like, I don't know why he told me. Like, he thought maybe I would hate them for being gay or something.
He probably thought you would hate them for being black, and then also thought you would hate them more
black
for being gay.
But they were crack dealers.
Like, one of the guys, we called him Juicy J for a couple years there because he kind of looked like Juicy J started doing crack.
Yeah. Sunglasses all the time, hanging out.
And then one day, they kicked him out, and it was like, before that, our whole block had crackheads walking around, shady shit happening all the time.
They always go to that donut shop.
They were all coming to the donut shop next door, yeah.
That got closed down for a little bit, too.
Blueberry donuts, by the way.
I don't know if I ever had a donut there.
The best blueberry donuts. That guy would make them at night and always.
They're clutch because they got the drive-thru.
Yeah.
But then one day a fucking car collided into that donut shop and like destroyed the whole thing. Like destroyed the whole front of it. Yeah, that was wild. But
Adam was really about that life, you guys.
Yeah, just so you know, trapping after dark.
You know what? Hey, you know how you spoke about Riff Raff earlier about how if he was like a joke or if he was really about that life?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt the same way about Adam when I first met him. Because
I did too. I'm not gonna lie though. I thought the same thing.
Wow, this is news.
You probably don't remember any of this because
I'm popping.
You said because I wasn't popping.
Because I'm popping.
Because you're popping. Yeah. So I didn't know who you were the first couple times I saw you at like the first like sesh shows and shit.
Okay.
At House of Blues because I didn't know anything about BMX. I didn't even know Zay was into BMX and any of that. I had just like kind of met them. Mm-hmm. You know. So I saw you all. Y'all always rode it squad deep. Like it was always like you, Began, like all y'all niggas were all
insecure. So I need a squad with me. Yeah, I'm insecure.
Sure. It's funny how like Adam is insecure and like is really like one of the nicest guys like you'll meet.
I'm not insecure.
He's not insecure at all.
I need a squad because motherfuckers would be trying to talk to me all night. If I don't have a pretty girl or a bunch of dudes around me, then it's I don't want to be there like that.
Did you stand out? Like you 6'4" with tattoos on your face, on your neck. Like
coolest podcast in the world.
Coolest podcast in the world.
But what I was saying is obviously I didn't like know who you were and shit. But like I would always see like you know kids running up to you guys and all that shit and like you know whatever. And then like once I figure out like what you guys did and shit, I was like damn, like this shit's tight, you know. And what I respect about you is you was never one of those guys where, like, you see them out. Obviously, we aren't BFFs or anything like that. But, we are. But, like, you know, see people. Oh, that's warm my heart. But, like, you see people out, and they act like they don't know you. And they act like, you know, you're just, like, some, like, they treat you like a fan almost.
Right.
And you never acted like that. Like none of Zay, Chris, Eddie, none of them like.
Yeah, they are good like that with fans and shit. They're like, just mad cool. Like they don't fucking.
And like
Adam's down to earth. He's really nice. Once you get in his little, I'm not in his circle, but like once you get to know him,
you must be in my circle. Yeah.
Like he takes care of his people. Like he watches. Yeah, he looks out for you.
Like
that's what I respect.
I'm on here, being a almost semi regular co-host now, just because. You know, just of knowing him outside, you know, in outside environment, you know?
And he'd like, be like, hey, you want a bump? I'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, next weekend, hey, you want a bump? I'm like, all right, next weekend. Yo, hey, you want to do this podcast?
Yeah. You know? And it's funny because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I've came up to him, like, being drunk, like, and I made it specific, yo, when I get popping, let me get the no jumper. And
I didn't even think about that part. Yeah,
you know, like he probably because this is all nights we were fucked up, so he probably doesn't even remember that. But I would always say that to him. But I know hella people always hit him up like, yo, like let me get in the podcast, blah blah blah. And he texts me out of the blue to come do
that's even
my first
I've
one.
Never asked Adam for anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just thought Lil House Phone had a vibe about him where I was like, he's a regular guy, but he's a funny version of a, you know, he's like relatable. Yeah. He's like a regular dude who kids could look at and be kind of like, hey, I'm kind of like him. I'm a SoundCloud rapper. I got 1,000 followers. Like, I'm trying to come up.
By the way, I need to listen to your music.
I'm on the come up. It's all good. I just dropped my first little love song. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, for the ladies?
Yeah, you know that song.
I don't think I heard that.
Bro.
That's song number 4?
Yeah, so you know Broke Boy by Playboi Carti or whatever.
Of course, he stole your girl, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He almost
did. We talked about that. Yeah. But so The guy who produced that song, this guy named Mexico Dro, shout out to him. He produced my latest song. I won't tell you how he produced it.
But he did.
I didn't pay for it, but he produced it.
You just
okay?
You
question though.
The beat.
Okay, you guys always talk about Playboi Carti. I love Lil Yachty, but I get confused. I don't know who is who.
Because
they
you
all
know
look
why?
The same.
You know why?
Uzi.
Wow, you're gonna be an enemy of the underground.
I'm sorry,
now,
y'all.
Brittany,
I love all of y'all. Like I listen to you guys, but I don't know if I see a picture of Uzi and Lil Yachty and
different
Playboi
people.
Carti. I know they're different people, but I can't tell.
Can I tell you why?
You got to just listen to them more.
No.
I can hear the difference,
okay.
But
no,
I can't see the difference.
They look
the
so
same.
Different.
Uzi and Lil Yachty look the same, but different dreads.
Let me explain it.
Color dreads.
Let me explain it.
You sound like a racist. Like everybody looks the same. Yeah, you're racist.
I really love them, though. I listen to them. Go ahead.
The reason why you think that is because
you're stupid.
Fuck you, Adam.
You're like you listen to like that type of music, but you're not like deeply involved.
I'm not. That's
culture.
True.
So, like, you probably like you don't even you're not on Twitter. So you're not mm-hmm. sitting on Twitter all day like see like yeah you may be on Instagram and shit, but you don't you're not sitting there seeing pictures of these guys every day or like necessarily going to their shows.
That's true.
And seeing them, you know.
That's
like,
true.
You know, so it's a difference, you know. Like you're a fan of the music, but you're not like deeply involved.
Yeah, I fucks with all of you guys. You know? I fucks with all of
you. But it's okay.
There's
like it's
even.
All like most of the rappers that are coming up right now are like micro dreads or like you
yes.
know
colored
like,
dreads, yeah. Well, that's
but
really
that's the thing
over
they
the
change
world,
the
yeah.
hair color and I'm like
the
wait,
only
I person
that has color hair really that's noticeable is Yachty, obviously, because his is like bright red.
But Uzi has like he went from
like purple
to blonde to
but like people say that like Young Thug and all that shit too. Like people just get everybody with dreads confused, but it's like it's really not the same. Yeah, but whatever. It's just like
I love them all though.
You gotta just do a little bit more studying because once you get familiar with Yachty, get familiar with Uzi, get familiar with Cardi.
No, I'm just talking about the physical. I could hear the difference. If you play one song and then play another song, I know who's the difference.
But
Yachty is shorter. Cardi is taller. Cardi's a little
I know the difference between Yachty and Cardi. But then if you put Yachty next to Uzi.
No, if you saw Yachty, if you saw Yachty.
I think they both have face tattoos right here on the side.
No. If you saw Yachty and Uzi next to each other, you would know.
Then I would know the difference.
Based on the music, who would you want to swim up in your DMs?
Okay.
Which one would you rather swim in your DMs? Well.
Based on the fact that you
could. Uzi got Britney.
Yeah,
Uzi
got
Britney. And Yachty's
like not 18.
Uzi got Britney? What's that mean?
He has a girlfriend.
His girlfriend named Brittany.
Oh,
Brittany turned
he?
Me into a
I
slut.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he always like okay. he always represents her.
Well, I'm a dame to ask you. A man don't worry about who another man is dating.
I just feel like Yachty hasn't met his Brittany yet. Okay?
Hey,
and I might be that Brittany though.
Hey, but yeah,
see,
that's what I'm saying. I relate to that because I got my Brittany. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Liz.
Well. Yes.
No, but I'm the real Britney.
Yes, Jules, when I had her on here.
It's actually Britney.
Everybody thinks that Uzi fucked Yes, Jules because he mentions her in a song, but she told me. She's like, absolutely.
No, but I don't think that he necessarily, like, this, all right, so.
He compared a girl he was with to looking like
he
Yes,
said,
Jules.
Thick girl, thick white girl by my right side. She kind of looked like she Yes,
right,
Jules.
Yeah.
And then in another song, he was like, yeah, I did Guns of Miami. Yeah, guess who I fucked on the beach or whatever. Like,
oh, okay,
she's from Miami and everybody. He knows that.
He said, so, guess who I fuck on the beach?
Yeah, he
Jeez,
was
all
like,
right, well, you're
yeah,
right.
He said something about like that song with him and Cardi, like the left-right song. He was like, something about Miami, and he's like, guess who I just fucked on the beach?
You ever fuck her on the beach?
Yes.
You got sand on your
sand
dick? Tear her apart with it?
Not even like not on my dick, but it was like.
It's just messy.
Yeah, it was like in my inner thighs. Like
I just feel like I can't be the
balls.
Boss that I am.
Oh, you're definitely not the sex on the beach. You're not camping. You're way too proper for that. Yeah.
No, I.
Well,
hold,
like,
hold on. This 18-year-old girl I'm talking to is texting me. I'm just gonna text her real quick. She said, "What's up?"
Hey, she's 18. WYD. It's good. She's 18.
Okay, and then Adam wonders why he has these issues. Like, cause they're 18, they're 19.
But you know what?
I'm just having fun.
I have the same issues with girls that are like older than me.
Hell yeah.
You feel me?
The most fucked up thing is that you start dating a girl and then she wants you to stop fucking other girls. What's that about?
Bro, I met.
Yeah.
I met this girl.
I'm sorry.
Wrong.
I didn't expect that. If I'm
don't
fucking
tell
a guy
me what to do.
And we fuck regularly.
For how long?
Then you're regularly my dick.
But okay. Do you have to tell him that? Do you have
no?
No, he should know. He should know.
See, that's what I have an issue with. He should know.
Because I feel like once you mention it, they're gonna be like, okay, now I need to cut this girl off.
Exactly.
But
yes.
See, this is why you a scum.
Or make a decision. But I'm just saying, I don't like when girls assume that I'm not fucking.
Yeah. Wait. Can I ask this question about something?
I don't think anyone's assuming you're not fucking.
Thank you, Chris.
He's crazy. Okay.
He's crazy.
Props. Props.
This is different. This is different. Adam's a different. Hey, Adam's
Chris,
a different
you're,
species,
you're pretty
by
ass
the way.
Nigga too, though. You probably you get bitches.
Oh no, no, no. He's good. He has a wifey.
You got a girl?
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Oh, like when he walked in, they asked when you guys are getting married. So this must be like your shawty. Like this is your.
I've been dating her for like 3 years now. Yeah.
Oh, nigga, beautiful. I've never dated a girl more than a year. So, like, 3 years, the ring is already on.
You know what it was, though? I'm just going to throw this out there. Is that I think Chris started dating her because I moved out.
I'm not available.
Me and Chris used to live in Long Beach together.
You the next Britney.
No, I'm kidding.
I move out. We live in Long Beach together for, like, 2 years. I move out, or, like, longer than that. I move out. He wipes up the girl that he was seeing right when... When I moved out.
I got bored. And I'm laughing. I got bored.
That's fucking entertaining.
So I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you got white. But that's happened to me before, too. I used to have this roommate I lived with for like 5 years. We stopped living together because he went and joined the military. Boom. Fucking started dating the girl that I was living with then.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you just need something.
Adam moved out. And actually, Adam moved to the couch. And then we just put a bunch of weed plants in his room. Right. That's what happened.
All right, was trapping. Yeah.
Wait, question. Not about your girlfriend, but the other girl that you were living with and then your homie wifed up. Did you hook up with her?
My homie wifed up.
Like, you just said that...
He wifed up.
No, but you said you had another... You said it was another situation where you lived with a girl.
Oh, I didn't live with her until after. Like, I was living with my homie and then, like, me and
did
this girl were
Did you ever pipe that girl, though?
He dated that girl.
She was my girlfriend of, like, 2 years.
Oh, and then your homie got with her and wifed her up?
No, that never happened. You invented that.
I've never
you're all messed up. The story's messed up.
This is all mixed up. This is a multiple story.
No, listen. Okay, let me explain myself.
Him and his homie lived together.
This is way
his
before
his homie left. He got a girlfriend.
Immediately. Okay. It was the girl I was seeing. But my homie did not fuck her. I understand that's what you thought.
No. Yeah. You said... All right, I'm going to compare the two stories.
You might be getting too deep here.
This
might be too deep for the audience. Yeah, let's cut him off. Cut that mic off.
Right,
we got to do this because one time we were doing a conversation with Robesman and Catfish where we started talking about BMX, and we let Robesman talk about BMX for like 20 minutes. Like,
does he ride?
No, he was asking questions that made no sense. And like,
Catfish should probably be asking, like, answering with dumb questions.
Catfish also doesn't make any sense, but Robesman really did not know.
Hey, I'm going to go take a piss and then do a bump in the bathroom. So I'm going to let my best friend in the world, Mandy Moe, a.k.a. White Ass Amanda, A.K.A., you know, follow her on Insta and all that shit.
If his chair is open, hey.
Yes.
All right, she's about to come sit in
for me. And you can also follow me at the Brit Doll, 2 T's.
Well, we're going to plug everybody's thing except for Chris, because he's not that important.
At Chris Long Films. It's going to be so crazy for people to watch this interview. And, okay, here's one thing I was thinking about, though. The part in the beginning where I was like, I want this
to be
your best interview of your whole press cycle.
It was probably the worst one.
Well, it was definitely not the best, so.
No, but it might not have been the worst either. Like,
it was probably not the best, though. But I think I'm going to leave that in there anyway, just so that people know I had
you know what?
Intentions.
This interview could have gone amazingly. You did great.
But I think you did amazing. But it wasn't as bad as Birdman Breakfast Club.
Oh, well. If he had done that, that would have been totally different.
Put some respect on my name, okay?
Put some respect on Jody's name.
I'll treat y'all. Yeah. No, I gave Jody a lot. We gave Jody respect.
The question
he gave us respect,
is,
too.
This is the question. Is if Riff Raff's people are going to see this episode and see us talking about his interview immediately after he does the interview, and are they going to be mad and try to get me to take it down? Also, if we want to make them mad, I should mention the fact
that... It was good.
Yo, House Phone says something about a Percocet, and Riff Raff just goes...
Who got the Percocet?
You got Percocet.
You got the Percocet.
I was thinking, damn, if the weed fucked the interview up, imagine how much worse it would be if somebody gave him that.
I also said you got a Percocet, too.
Yeah, hey. I'm glad I got no Percocets around here. I'll be sleeping until fucking tomorrow. Yeah. That's like one of those things. One time in Vegas, I ended up having a fucking threesome on fucking Snapchat. And then.
Wait, I didn't look at your Snapchat and see it. How long ago was this?
This was probably about a year ago. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see.
But somebody gave me one of them. And there were these two girls who wanted to have a threesome, and somehow the threesome just ends up on fucking Snapchat. At least I had the good...
Who filmed it? Not somehow.
Well, the things was doing things to my brain. Did you see this, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was crazy because mad people...
I saw even more of it because of the group chat, obviously.
Did you guys save it, though?
I think I still have it on my phone.
What can I possibly see right now?
You want to see me get my dick sucked by some girls or what?
I have some videos of getting his dick sucked.
Yeah, you want to see one from the other day? It would be really cool if you...
This could be really entertaining. honestly.
Yeah, he's got it.
Hold on. All right. So
I sent it to him.
I'm fucking.
Wait, did I send it to the No Jumper group chat?
God, I didn't get.
That's fucked up.
Because I'm a girl.
That means Base Jesus has it. He's 18.
Let me explain this. So I'm fucking sitting there like texting Adam about something random, right? And then he sent a text and a video, but I got the text first before the video. So he was like,
dear God.
You know, he's like, this is that podcast pussy. stick with me, and you'll get some too or something, right? So I get the text, and then
he put a little landline on the on
oh,
the.
Oh, I can't believe
and
I
then
said
5
that.
Minutes later, I get a video of him getting his dick sucked
by the Asian girl.
Don't no racist.
By some fan girl.
No shame in your.
Oh, was this the one you told us about
yes.
in my interview?
Yes, yeah. It was the same girl, and he sent me an actual video.
And he said this was the best sex he's ever
no,
had.
No, I didn't.
In his
I didn't.
Life.
I don't, but it was.
Which I don't believe it because.
She's hot. She's hot. That's all I gotta say.
What?
I can't believe I said that. Stick with me.
No, but you
stick
can say
with
that.
Me. God damn.
But I felt so uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, that's why.
Like, this is,
what was
this
I doing?
Is like one of my really good friends now, and like. I'm like I'm not white. Like white people like to show their friends their dicks and shit.
Yeah, I don't care if you
like,
see my dick.
I'm, like,
honest,
I'm
yeah.
not trying to purposely see your dick. So
you
I'm
just trying to pull it out.
Like why are you just like send a video of me getting your dick sucked, bro? Like
he's just trying to show you. This could be you, but you playing.
But like I'm getting.
It's the same thing.
I
for myself. Open my phone up in the morning. I just like open it up, see a video, click on it. It's just boom, dick with the fucking.
I mean, yeah, but like
instantly.
like
no.
random.
See, I don't ever
yeah,
get
random shit on the internet.
Shit, like they get blocked.
No,
don't
top.
Point that
like,
at the screen.
Not, wait. We're gonna put the video on at the end.
Oh, and she's yeah. cute. Okay.
No, I'm talking about.
You said she was a 10. She's not a 10. Sorry, boo. But you're not a 10. But she
you're
is cute. She's
told,
cute
I
though.
Told him
she's passing.
Like a 6.
Yo, but this is the thing that's fucked
wait,
up about that is that yo, I was gone
right.
off the Zans over the weekend. I was drunk and off
thank,
the Zans.
Thank
I'm
thank
just gonna admit what I was on. And I fucking sent that video to the No Jumper group chat, which I didn't remember until now.
I sent it to the group chat, but I know.
Oh, I just sent it to you?
You sent it to me.
Okay, good. That's good. Because the group chat has like a bunch of like 18, 19-year-old interns that I don't like. I know them, but it's like I don't like trust them like 100,000% with like. But at the same time, you know, if that video of me getting head popped up on the internet,
yeah,
I don't really
who
give
cares?
A fuck. Like
who
that's
cares?
Yeah. What?
No,
I got a big ass dick and I got a hot girl sucking
no,
it. Yeah. Wow. I feel like a loser.
I was gonna post a screenshot of just like you sending me that text with like the beginning of the video. I was gonna put the actual video, but just like where you can see an Asian bitch and like maybe her dick was in your mouth.
I wish you guys would stop calling her Asian because I have to. That's like the one.
She
like,
didn't even. She doesn't even look like that. I don't even consider her Asian. Like I.
Anyway,
she was
Asian.
I don't consider
hot.
You black.
She was hot and she gave.
Just kidding, I did.
She gave like mediocre to good head.
That was fine by me.
Tell her to watch Auntie Angel.
What did he? What
I'm gonna tell you. Any girl who does not know how to suck dick, watch Auntie Angel.
Yeah, I said something like.
You said something like.
Put the
yeah.
whole thing in
put
there
the whole
and like.
Thing in your mouth.
No,
and I like,
you did not.
I like pushed her head down onto
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
And I
no,
like.
You
and,
did
and,
not.
And you hear me just be like. Ugh. Yeah, and that's the part that I'm not down with you guys having is the part where you actually hear me enjoy it.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, hey, can we get a moment of silence real quick?
No.
For wait, what? For the booty? Oh my God.
Listen to it. Hear the audio.
This is a key out the bowl song he's getting his dick sucked to.
All the way, let's go.
All the way, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, she gave me this. Okay,
shout out Fat Man Key, man. I got my dick. Yo! That you mean me. I got to cut that out now, you asshole.
Yeah, you said that last video and you didn't cut anything out.
But what did I say I was going to cut out? My
names?
Own dick? Yeah, I'm cutting the dick out, yeah.
He never cuts anything out.
Yeah, because you're always incriminating yourself. I feel like you know what you're doing now at this point.
No, wait. I got to talk to you about something about the last interview that we did.
About the fool you're beefing with or what?
Nah, fuck that fool.
He say anything about it?
No, I didn't. I thought I said something about an undisclosed name having AIDS on camera, but I didn't.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't, though.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, you're going to tell us who has AIDS? Okay, cool.
No.
And he's not going to do it.
Do you guys know who this dude is?
That's somebody's personal information.
Yeah, that's fucked up. We don't do that.
No.
No, but do you remember when I was told you about the two girls that came on last time? The DJ and the rapper.
Yeah, that one's
you,
not out yet, but yeah.
I know, but I told you specifically not to say something about their friend, and you said it on camera.
What was such a big deal about that?
Adam, it's because like bro,
I didn't remember.
You don't
saying
understand.
Not to say.
You don't understand the LGBT community and how
you're
dangerous
right, I
that
don't.
Is.
You're right,
bro. Like
yeah.
that shit's like you can't. You know, like even though we didn't say her name, people know that they are friends with her, and like. That could be possibly exposing her and like could put her in a lot of danger, like potentially.
So there's a chance that I'm pretty sure the person that you're talking about, their profile says trans in the profile.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure it's still, not like, hidden. Yeah.
It could have been. It could have been like. It could have been perceived as like problematic or us like.
Well, there's no doubt that this podcast gets problematic quite frequently. If anything, like, I feel like we're here to push against the edges of problematic.
That's why you invited me to come do this podcast.
I like problems.
Yeah, because it's insurance. If I can be here and say something really stupid and you guys don't say anything, then it's like maybe I'm okay. No, maybe it wasn't that bad. No, I'm not though. Okay.
I'll show you. But yeah, man.
Adam's the king of like, hey, don't say this. And he's like, hey, you know what?
Exactly. He's like,
he blows everything up. You can't even. No. If you want a secret,
if you tell him you don't
want to
talk about something, that's when he's gonna bring it up. Okay.
Yeah, I hate y'all.
Yeah, you know what?
Because
he asked me to. He said, "What do you not want us to talk about?" I said, "Don't say that we've ever hooked up."
That's exactly
first
what
question.
He told me.
No, of course he's gonna say.
No,
that.
No, no.
How are we gonna not talk about that? You said, "Don't treat me like a thought," and I don't think I treated you like a thought.
But before that,
wait, hold on.
Before that, Adam.
So when Adam was,
I don't remember. That's my problem. I got no memory.
Okay, Riff.
When Adam,
I don't remember none.
Look, when Adam was explaining to me that you were coming, he said that you guys, you know, whatever, had, like, had a pass and, like, not to bring it up. So I respect the fact that he subtly brought it up, and since I knew in the back of my head that you guys already did, I didn't want to go there.
I thought I only told you, don't act like she's a thought. Like, don't act like,
no,
just be respectful.
No,
he
probably already
knew.
He probably told y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
I know Adam, and, like, I didn't know
Adam,
you.
Adam, you know, I don't care. It happened.
Yeah, that's why.
Whatever.
Yeah, if we're going to do a podcast together, we should be able to acknowledge, like, yeah, we fucked back in the day.
No shame in the game at all.
That's what I'm saying. You're beautiful. What am I ashamed of?
And it wasn't bad. It was a
I'm hot.
Thing.
I'm popping. You should be happy. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm popping.
We got a good friendship going on right now.
But like, I respect how it came up so smoothly. It wasn't pressed.
Yeah.
Like, if you watched the whole interview all the way through.
It was a smooth interview.
It was smooth. Like, that shit was funny.
Shout out to Let's Talk About Sex number 2.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, who was number 1 with? Because I didn't see that one.
Last name Brunts was what we called.
Oh, some that.
It
Instagram.
Was super spur of the moment because.
Well, who was it?
It was a little bro. Like.
Was it the
Asian
one that we talked about?
I heard that she wasn't funny.
She was not that funny. You're probably funnier. She's cool. She's really pretty and she's really cool. But the thing is, we didn't plan for that to happen. She came because we were supposed to interview somebody else.
Uh-huh.
They bailed.
Yes,
and then
we talked.
And
so
she was there, so she just did this random podcast with.
She dated my ex-boyfriend's best friend. So they were best friends, and they wanted us to always hang out, but we never hung out.
Oh,
we talked about this.
Right, we did talk about
speaking
this.
Speaking of best friends, shout out to the girl to my right, a.k.a. Mandy Mo.
She's holding it down over here.
She's always coming through.
You guys never see me.
Yeah, you know, hey, she probably been here for like 60% of the interviews that have gone down here.
It was a weird feeling with Riff Raff because I just felt like if I brought up almost, because like, what did I do today? I watched old Riff Raff videos and tried to think of like obscure questions, and then the lady was like, don't ask him old shit. I'm like,
you know
fuck.
What? I wanted to mention how like, little mama, I'm sorry, I never meant to. I wanted like,
so many good songs,
yeah,
so many classics.
And, like,
yeah,
but I wasn't sure if that was on that album, and like.
And you asked about Soulja Boy, who he like still has problems with, which was kind of funny.
Really?
I did not know he had problems with him still.
Still?
They're not cool.
So
what happened to Drew Debbie though?
He politically corrected.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly what happened with Lil Debbie, but you never see them work together anymore. So.
Exactly. That's why I want to know.
Announced
like,
the beat.
But I didn't know.
From the podcast.
He really did.
No, they did 2 or 3 videos together, right?
No, we
and then you haven't seen them work together. I don't know anything.
He said, I'm willing to work with him if we just get together. Yeah.
He did say that about Soulja Boy. But that was the funny thing that you were talking about. Yachty and Soulja Boy are cool, but Soulja Boy and Kodak Black had a problem.
Oh, yeah. But what is
Soulja Boy called him? You're right.
Where did Lil Debbie go?
She's still around?
No, yeah, no. She.
Does he still work with her?
No.
No.
Faded.
Yeah, no, no.
But they worked together for so long.
Not
I thought
not
she was
so
like signed
so they had the same manager
long.
For a little while.
Yeah.
And then, so she was assigned to his company.
But then they split off with that, and then they never worked together.
Okay.
They had the same manager, they split off, never worked together again. That's all I've noticed.
You remember earlier when I asked that question, if he ghost wrote for people?
He did not like that one.
I know he didn't. But remember you brought up the Michelle Obama song?
Yeah.
That was the exact thing I was talking about because they did that song together, and if you listen to the song,
all her lyrics sound like
exactly.
Well, she doesn't write her own stuff. So.
We know that.
I love Legends, but I don't know if you guys listened to one of E-40's newest songs. I don't remember what it was, but...
Who are you you're bringing up E-40 right now? What's going on?
Because it's from the Bay, and he works with a lot of people from the Bay.
Yeah.
And I fucks with people from the Bay. But his verse sounded just like Riff Raff's. Mm-hmm. So
like, E40 is a different level.
E40 is on like a legend level.
I don't think he's paying Riff Raff to.
No,
absolutely.
No, never.
But Lil Debbie, that's different. Like, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, like, dude, I had so many questions like that I wanted to. I mean, it was still a great interview to me.
It was amazing.
I still respect. It was. So,
hey, we got to hang out with Riff Raff. That's all it really matters, right? Yeah, it was cool.
And like, wait. Okay, I'm not gonna say that. I'll say that afterwards.
And the Peach Pantherettes.
Yeah, you know.
They were so beautiful.
I wanted to offer him drugs, but like, I know he's on his healthy shit, and like, you know,
he didn't even want to drink out of this.
And you know, and I respect that because that's Riff Raff taking on.
It was because he smoked that fucking Dutch Master, and he got all inside his own head. That's obviously we got to be careful. And you know what's funny is, did you guys see the V-Files video they made with me where I'm talking? They're like, Adam 22 says he doesn't like stoned podcasters or some shit like that. Just because I said that, it kind of sucks.
Was that the headline?
Yeah, that was like the YouTube title because it was like, oh, like. Like Adam, you know.
Wait, was that the same video that came out with you and your ex?
No, but it's on the same YouTube channel. It's on the V-Files YouTube. But it was just me saying something like, yeah, when motherfuckers come through and smoke too much weed, it can be bad for the podcast, which is true. But then whatever.
Yeah, people get introverted. He just waited for me to fucking finish rolling that thing. And just,
I know.
I lit it up. He grabbed it and just walked away.
I was trying to get the interview to go. He waits 10 minutes so that you guys can fucking finish rolling the blunt. Plug in right here. I figure we might as well keep talking because I don't know what Casey Vidges' deal is. He's not texting me back at the moment.
You should have given my number.
If I send him a picture of you, he's showing it.
I mean,
I got some real good pictures you can send.
Mandy Moe's best friends with...
Rash knows his girlfriend.
He knows his girlfriend.
Oh, he's a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend. I didn't know that.
Well, I want to learn. Yeah, I want to know.
You think I should call him?
My bad.
On my computer?
Call him. Don't do that on podcast, but
do
that.
No, just do it right now. So
how long we got left so I can take a bump?
I think we should wrap this up.
Can I take and
then all right, I'm going to wrap this up, and then we're going to figure out if Casey Vidges is doing the podcast. Follow the Brit doll. BRITT.
Wait, let's just do a full circle. Okay, start off with Adam.
Adam22, all spelled out on Instagram and on some shit everywhere else.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Chris?
At Chris Long Films.
Chris
Long, L-O-N-G.
Schlong. Chris Long.
Like Schlong, yeah.
And L.A. Royal Buds. That's the weed shop.
Plug the weed.
Yes.
Plug the weed shop.
Plug the drove.
And he brought us some punch cards.
The weed.
Literally, I got so high.
Brittany don't know nothing about weed. She thinks that the punch card is like
the Casey Veggies at the weed shop.
Bruh.
Really? Oh, there you go.
Chris, this isn't a punch card.
It's a punch card.
It's a punch card.
It is. It's just funny that she thinks that's like a product. It's not a product. It's like a thing. It's a bonus.
That's just to
plug. Well, shit, I got a bonus, okay?
All I know is this nigga weed is so fire that Riff Raff smoked like 20% of it, got faded, and left
it. And Lil Housebone had two hits, and he's been done for the last hour and a half.
I took that about two. I probably hit maybe like 19 hits, and I got pretty fucking high off that weed.
19 hits.
You can follow me on Instagram at TheBritDoll, THEBROB. Wait, I just spelled that shit
the
wrong.
The Brat Doll.
The Brit. THEBRITTDOLL. Easily.
Y'all niggas already. Y'all already know.
You know they're going to put that on the screen, right?
The Brat Doll.
Yes.
The Brat Doll. I'm going to trademark that shit.
Well, y'all niggas already know.
I'm going to lock that one
down.
Lock
it in. Okay.
Y'all already know how I'm rocking. It's Adam 22. Stay with the hammer. Lil Housebone. Shooter. Wow. Brittany, the baddest bitch in the universe, Chris on Films,
I'm getting that Lil Housebone Twitter today. I'm about to change it right now.
Lit.
So fuck it's the Housebone 3.
Adios.
Shout out Riff Raff.
Shout out Mandy Moe, follow her on Twitter.
Shout out to Riff Raff.
Shout out Riff Raff.
Bless us with your presence. Yeah,
shout out to Riff Raff.
Peach Panther.
Love you, Riff.
Bang.